Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is from Psalm 73, verses 25 and 26, which say this: Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. The book that we call Psalms is actually divided into five books. And Psalm 73 is the very first psalm of book three. It's called a Psalm of Asaph, and it's one of my favorite psalms. I'm pretty sure I've done a talk on it before, but there's plenty to mine here, so we're going back. And the way that this is laid out is the first half is the author confessing that he sees people who do not trust God. They're proud and they're arrogant, they're self-sufficient, and basically it's pretty well working out for them. And he says, why do I bother following God? Why do I bother living for the Lord and rather than myself? The turn happens when he enters the house of God, the sanctuary of God. And he says, basically, I saw them with God's perspective. I saw them with the eternal perspective, and I realized that their achievements, though they may be great in this life, are but momentary. And I saw their end, and I saw where they're headed, a life separated from God. And it's a psalm that celebrates God in his graciousness, his love, and his power for those who trust in him, who call upon his name. And we have these two verses right here, 25 and 26, which would make great memory verses, because they have so much to say. And we're just going to go through line by line. Whom have I in heaven but you? This is a confession that God is the only true God. There is no other help. There is no other hope in heaven. No other supernatural person that we can call upon. And what a God he is. He is abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness to 1,000 generations. This is our God. He looks after the lowly, after the fatherless, after those who are powerless. He shows himself strong in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. This is who our God is. And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. This sort of prefigures Jesus' teaching in the New Testament on the pearl of great price, that the man found this pearl in a field. He sold everything he had so that he could buy the field and then acquire this treasure. And our God is that treasure. He is the one that is worth everything that we have. There is nothing on earth I desire besides you, the psalmist says. My flesh and my heart may fail. This is just an honest recognition that we as humans are fallen creatures. God created man and it was good, but then sin entered the world. And now man has a sin nature. We are fallen. We are imperfect. We are broken creatures made in the image of God, but we will never be full, complete, and totally able in this life. So my flesh, this is my physical strength, and my heart, this is my emotional strength and will. They will fail. We will come up short. Even the most able of people make mistakes. But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. His grace is more than enough, and it is available to any who will call upon his name. Where we are weak, God is strong. So what is our takeaway from these two verses? Well, one, lay down your idols. Reading a book on worship, and it says that idolatry was the greatest struggle of God's people throughout all of Scripture, and it continues to be our struggle today. Now, while in the Old Testament they were bowing down before idols made of wood or stone or whatever the case may be, we too bow down to idols, but they're much more subtle and nefarious, and we wouldn't often see them as idols. Success, recognition, power, possessions, comfort, relationships. These are all things that we look to make us whole, to bring us joy, to be our hope and our help. And they will all come up short because all of these things are not God. God is where we will find our ultimate joy, our ultimate satisfaction, and our ultimate hope. So God is our strength. He is also the one that we desire above everything else on earth. And when any time that gets turned upside down, we run into troubles. And so this book offers a really good test to say, what are the idols in my life? Well, when you're not at church on Sunday morning, what is the rest of your life devoted to? What are those things that draw your thoughts and your energy and your time and your money and your hopes? What are those things that you invest yourself in? Those are the things that you really care about most. So let's hold that over and against the Word of God and how our lives are to be spent. And if we recognize idols, often they are good things that we are trying to make ultimate things. Lay them down before the Lord and say, God, may you be the one that I desire above everything else on this earth. And secondly, run to the Father. God is our strength. He is our portion. We may fail. We will fail. And when we are down, when we are hurt, when we are anxious, the Word of God tells us to lay our anxieties at the feet of Jesus. So do that today and run to the one who has true strength that will not let us down. Someone recently recommended that we sing My All in All, something we used to sing all the time growing up in church. We haven't done it in a while, but I think this song really applies well to what we're talking about today. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all, seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Taking my cross, my sin, my shame, rising again, I praise your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. God, we thank you that you are our all in all, that you are the treasure. You are the prize. You are our strength when we are weak, and we so often are. God, reveal to us where we are putting other things on the throne of our hearts, when we are running to success or recognition or relationships or diversions to bring us joy and peace, and to lay them at your feet, God, and to come to you as the one who is our treasure, who is our strength. Guide us in this, we ask, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.